Good morning. Happy Friday, December 2nd. This is The Blitz, live here on Fan Run Radio, live in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. I'm Charlie Collier. To my left is Andy Brock. Back behind the board, Sam Beard. As we help you get to the end of your week, get you here to this first weekend of December. Big sports weekend at that. Big slate of NFL games. We got some soccer being played by the Yanks. It's a big day, big weekend, and we're excited. We're here to get you ready for it. Andy, how are you today?
I'm good. Yeah, really good. We've got soccer on this morning. Feeling good on a Friday, you know. Big weekend ahead. Excited to be here. It's been a good week back after a Thanksgiving week off. How are you?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. I don't know. I feel weird today. Today is a weird Friday, one of those days you kind of have to get through when, you know, you realize, hey, it's your first Friday that you don't have regular season college football.
It is very weird.
On the next Saturday.
How fast did the season go? Extremely.
It hurts. Honestly, it hurts when that realization kind of sets in. Because it's just like, man, you wait. I mean, we spend 8 months a year talking about college football to enjoy it for four. You know, it's
yeah.
We're gonna be talking college football in April. We're gonna be talking college football in June, May, July, February. I mean, it's just it is a year round kind of thing, and you know, it goes so fast. It really does.
At least the NFL extends it out for an extra month. You know.
Yeah, I mean, we got Titans games all the way through February, so
that's exciting. Yeah,
Titans and Cowboys games through.
That's
February.
Right. Yeah, they're meeting in the Super Bowl this year.
I don't know if you guys
are getting
past
the
New York Football Giants.
No, we'll lose in the first round, as always, in the Nickelodeon game. Young Sheldon will tell me why the Cowboys just had a game-ending penalty.
I was at a bar with one of your friends, and they
told me
they were like, "You need to ask Andy about Young Sheldon." And I was like, "Really?" And he's like, "There's no one that hates Young Sheldon more than Andy."
I'm scarred.
Just watches his Cowboys just get beat.
I'm
like,
scarred.
Commit another penalty, and then Young Sheldon pops up on the screen to tell him why it's a penalty.
So I was in Utah when that game happened, and we were watching in our like hotel room, like me and my friends were watching in our hotel room, and they wanted to watch the Nick game. They wanted because it was the Nickelodeon game.
Yeah,
and
you
I
have
was
to
like,
watch. If
I
you
was
don't
like,
watch the
fine.
Nickelodeon
yeah.
game, I don't trust you.
I was like, that's fine. Yeah, it's cool. I'm all about the Nick game. But I'm like, you know,
Nick,
it is
the
a little.
Nick.
It's not as fun when your team's playing in the Nick game because you're kind of focused on your team winning a playoff game.
If my team
was
in the Nickelodeon game, I don't think I'd watch it, honestly.
It's brutal. Like, it's not fun. And the Cowboys had so many just backbreaking penalties. And, of course, every single holding, Young Sheldon pops up on the bottom line and just says, "Here's what a holding call is." And it happened way too many times for me to enjoy it. It happened way too many times. So.
What happens when Young Sheldon grows up? They just lose it?
No, apparently I've heard that they like filmed like 100 episodes with him at the same age. Like, they knocked out like every episode.
They're going to have 100 episodes of Young Sheldon?
I don't know. Maybe it's just like a rumor.
100 more?
Maybe that's a rumor that spread through the Sheldonverse of like fans saying that. But
the Sheldonverse.
But apparently they like knocked out like several episodes. Like
that seems like child abuse
one time.
To me.
It does seem like they overworked the poor actor.
Do you think he's prepared for like all penalties if we throw something really weird at him?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they've pre-recorded every scenario.
Like, can we get a Sheldon explaining like a gunner going out of bounds and failing to re-enter on his own in an adequate amount of time?
I needed Young Sheldon to explain the end of that Titans-Bengals game to me.
There was nothing worse.
Well, could you imagine if Titans-Bengals was a playoff game on Nickelodeon and the Titans commit that penalty to lose in the playoffs and Young Sheldon pops up?
It's awful.
Well,
it's
you
an
see,
awful
what
feeling.
Happened here was one of the defensive players lined up on the snapper for the field goal team. That is illegal.
It was so when Dak decided to just run right up the middle and end our season, it was literally a sprint up the middle, he slides. I'm just in dismay, and then slime hits the field. It's just like, I'm not the time. This is not the time to be sliming the entire AT&T field.
Who won MVP?
Dak.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's congrats. Just,
it's awful. It.
That might be my favorite part of the Nickelodeon game, too.
The losing quarterback always wins the MVP because it just gets skewed.
Just such a funny troll.
I know, and I hate it. And it was an awful experience. I hope we never have to play in the Nickelodeon game ever again.
What let's see. What are the playoff matchups right now? I think we would play the Bengals.
I think we're playing the Ravens right now.
You don't want to play the Bengals again, do you?
No.
No.
Especially not on Nickelodeon.
Oh. You know that's probably gonna be a Nickelodeon game.
Ah.
Actually, both Nickelodeon games have been in the NFC so far. I don't know what. I guess it's because is it a Fox thing or is it a CBS thing? I don't know why.
So right now, the Chiefs would get a bye. The Bills would host the Jets. The Titans would host the Bengals.
Yikes.
And the Ravens would host the Dolphins.
Interesting. Okay. I know right now that I think the Cowboys are going to Tampa Bay.
Yeah, then you would get...
to play under 500 Tom Brady.
Then you would get the Vikings hosting the Commanders, the 49ers hosting the Giants, and the Buccaneers hosting the Cowboys
that's
on the other
yucky.
Side. I feel like... I don't know. I feel like Vikings Commanders would definitely get Nickelodeon treatment.
I could see that, for sure. I mean, imagine like... the Jets getting back into the playoffs for the first time in however many years, and they get the Nickelodeon game.
And also they black out the regular broadcast, make all the Jets fans just watch the Nickelodeon broadcast.
There's nothing worse than losing and then seeing slime over your home field and everybody celebrating. SpongeBob is out on the 50 while Dak is like crying.
How do you, by the way, speaking of Dak Prescott, unrelated here, how do you feel about rooting for a guy who has a picture of himself as his own phone lock screen?
Is it just like of his face? Like,
it's of him just playing quarterback.
Considering I've had him as, is it weirder that I've had him as my lock screen before?
Yeah, no. No.
I don't know.
Did you not see that circulate in Twitter?
No. I mean, if I were $1 million quarterback, maybe I would have myself as my lock screen. I mean, when you played football, did you have a picture of you playing football as your lock screen?
No.
Okay.
But, like, it would be different, too, if it was, like, him and his teammates or, like, him actively playing football, not just a close-up picture of himself.
Yeah, it's a little odd. A little bit odd.
Showing Andy.
Oh, it's
picture.
His back. At least it's like it's just like his name. That's
it's
not
like
that's
him
not
in
as bad.
In his helmet with his back plate.
That's not
name
that
plate
bad.
On the back.
That's not that. If it was like him, like full like quarterback throwing motion, like I don't know. I don't
looks
feel
like maybe he's listening to something off of that Scary Hours album from Drake.
That's a little bit more concerning.
That's the one that was just like, man, we're already here. Like, we're waiting on you to catch up. Like, with the, it was just like all like dance beats. That one.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Either way.
I don't think that's as egregious.
I think it's pretty egregious.
Do you have Twitter on light mode?
What do you mean?
Do you not do dark mode?
Wow. Don't even know what that looks like.
You want to see?
I mean, like, I have an idea of what it probably looks like.
You
but
do
like,
light mode on.
I do light mode on...
That is, like, psycho if you do light mode on Twitter. Wow. How do you even, like, how do your eyes see?
I also have the brightness turned up.
Oh,
at
my.
Maximum,
you do
at
you
all
not,
times.
Do you do your messages on dark mode,
no.
too? Oh, my goodness.
I don't have any single...
Sam, do you do dark mode?
I have dark mode on, like,
dark mode on everything.
I've never turned dark mode on for anything.
You're missing out. Once you turn it to dark mode...
Brightness on for everything, and I always keep my phone brightness turned
goodness.
All the way up no matter what.
Your poor eyes.
Even
that's
when
crazy.
I'm just, like, in a dark room alone, my phone brightness will be on 100%.
That's crazy. I didn't know that about you.
How do you switch on and off of dark mode? Like, I wanna see
for,
what it looks like.
Oh, you go... I did this the other day. You go to settings... and then you go to display and brightness. And it's,
oh, Portugal's you could, already winning.
You
okay.
could
aren't
click it?
It
right to light, and it's okay. it, once you've been in dark mode for so many years, going to light mode looks awful. Like, it just hurts.
Oh, that hurts my eyes. Just I mean, Charlie, this, like, the font is so
awesome. Everything I do is in dark mode. Even, like, you know, Instagram, dark mode.
Sounds like you just have weak eyes.
I do have weak eyes.
Well, my eyes are great because I don't use dark mode.
I don't even think this is a matter of weak eyes or anything. I think this just is just like,
yeah, but guess who in this room doesn't have to wear sunglasses?
Being
this
pleasant
guy.
On the...
You yeah. guys, yeah, you guys have to wear sunglasses. I don't. So I'm winning.
This just looks terrible. I got to change this back.
Sam, how are you today?
Pretty bad now that I just changed my Twitter to light mode, honestly.
It's rude. Like, it really is rude once you have spent so much time in dark mode.
Oh, that feels much better.
Yeah.
Okay. Got any big weekend plans?
I think, I don't know. I think I might go to Old City for that soccer game.
Nice.
My roommates and I were having just some massive discussion yesterday because, like, the broadcast popped up that the game was at 9 a.m., and then another, like, a bunch of other things have been saying 10, and then we saw something at 9:30, and we were like, when is this game
start? I did see during a broadcast of a soccer
it's
game yesterday, confusing. It popped up 9 a.m. Eastern time.
Because that's just when their coverage starts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the game
starts at 10.
They're trying
to sucker you into watching their coverage.
Exactly.
Those tricky broadcasting folk.
My roommates were like, I think the game starts at 9:30. I was like, I don't think so. Like, every
they're
single
nothing
game
but
in the
a
World
bunch of
Cup
swindlers
started
over
at
there.
10.
Trying to swindle an extra hour of viewing out of us.
Yeah, they're just trying to get us to watch Landon Donovan and Clint Dempsey think that they can make a difference in our match somehow.
Yeah, so it's like pretty much everywhere that's going to be open for this thing.
I feel like it. This is a big... I feel like this is just a huge.
Yeah,
a huge
I've seen a lot of different places.
I'm making zero decisions. I'm going to follow whatever someone tells me to do. Hopefully, they pick somewhere good.
It'll be very fun.
By the way, some bad news out of the college football this morning.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't want to get you guys in, you know, too down to start the show, but I think it's something that needs addressed. We're not going to get Kansas and Missouri in a bowl game.
Was that going to happen? Was that a thing?
It was going to happen.
Wow.
We are finally going to get the border brawl renewed.
The border brawl.
One of actually, like, a legitimately very, very, very fun rivalry.
And you remember that, like, top five matchup they had?
Yeah.
Incredible.
Chase Brown and
very
company.
Very recently,
it was, like,
too.
What, 2007?
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Was that Gabbert? Was Gabbert in that game?
It was Gabbert and Chase Brown, I believe. Yeah. No, that doesn't make sense.
Well, I don't know who
Chase
was there.
Chase Brown was in it. I don't think Gabbert was.
Was it Chase Daniels then?
Chase Daniels. I don't know why I keep saying Chase Brown. Chase Daniels. Thank you.
Okay.
Chase Daniels. We were supposed to get that renewed. Both teams were 6-6. There was just like the perfect bowl game for them to play in. And this is madness. But somehow... Oh, pardon me.
Uh-oh.
Whoa. Somehow, Missouri just got to be like, no, we don't want to play Kansas. I don't know what's gotten into this.
Why can teams just choose?
Yeah, how are teams getting
and what bowl they want to play in? That's how it works.
I've never heard this before. Well, I love the randomness of it. Is should be what matters. Oh,
are we gonna get a penalty here?
Oh, little keeper boot. Keeper right to the
know.
Boot.
There's a possible penalty going on in the VAR room.
VAR?
Yeah, the VAR room.
Virtual assistant referee.
We got on Ghana and Uruguay, by the way, in the studio today if you want to watch along at home with us.
So you said Portugal.
Portugal's already scored.
Okay.
Who are we rooting for in this one? I'm just pulling for the over.
You know, I think both teams could be exciting. There's Luis Suarez.
Don't bite anybody.
What's the decision? It's a penalty.
Let's go for Ghana.
We need goals.
Honestly, I do like Ghana, but also I'm still bitter because they knocked the USA out in 2010 in the knockout stage. So I'm still a little bit frustrated by Ghana.
Right?
I don't know. It might have been.
I feel like I watched that game at Nationals Park on like their Jumbotron.
That was like the first time I'd really watched a World Cup, and I remember just being like, man.
But
hate Ghana.
So the border war, though, it's been dormant since 2011. There was an opportunity for this iconic rivalry to renew itself in the Liberty Bowl. But Missouri just said, hey, we don't want to play Kansas. And they just said, okay, fine. You don't have to play Kansas.
That's crazy. Can we just say what we want now?
Exactly. That's
I want to play in the college football playoff.
How is a 6-6 team dictating who they get to play in
I want to play
game?
In the Bahamas Bowl. Let's go back to the Bahamas.
I agree. Let's go to the Bahamas.
I want to play in the playoff.
Yeah, can we just do that? I mean,
that sounds great.
So, yeah, we're not going to get that bowl game anymore. Tennessee is still projected to play in the Cotton Bowl right now against Tulane.
Things are getting heated.
Penn State projected to play Washington in the Rose Bowl. Kansas State, Alabama projected the Sugar Bowl. And Clemson, Ohio State projected into the Orange Bowl. Citrus Bowl. LSU, Purdue. We are going to get a weird situation where Notre Dame actually is going to play in what's typically the Outback Bowl.
That's cool.
They're going to play South Carolina, presumably.
That's cool.
So that'll be interesting. But
South Carolina in the Outback Bowl. Shout out Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out Jadeveon. Don't like that guy.
Here comes the penalty.
But Tennessee is still projected to play Tulane. All right, we're going to watch this penalty, and then we're going to go to break.
Ghana.
Penalty shot in the 19th minute, 52nd. I don't even know who's taking it right now.
Some fella named Ayu.
Ayu! He's got a good look at it.
Come on, Ghana. This would be big.
We're standing here.
Is he frozen?
Waiting. I don't know.
No, they haven't. Here we go.
Oh, he hit him with the Hezzy Hay. The Hezzy Hay.
Oh, it's saved.
Oh, it's saved. Oh, that's not what we want for people that are betting the over.
Oh, wow.
I don't lie.
Wouldn't want to be the guy in this room that bet the over.
Wow.
Son of a gun. We're catching a break. We'll get into some sports on the other side. Stay with us here on the Blitz. Gentlemen, we got a big weekend of sports, obviously. The U.S., Netherlands tomorrow. We got conference championships tonight and tomorrow. We have a really good NFL slate.
Don't forget NBA basketball.
Yeah, Andy and his NBA overs.
we've got a really good matchup between the Magic and the Raptors on Saturday night.
I know you're already eyeballing that over. a really good slate of NFL games, too. And we got the return of Deshaun Watson.
Oh, yeah.
And even like with that, a great slate of college basketball games.
There were some really good ones last night.
There were some great ones
really
last night.
Really good ones last night.
Tonight you have Illinois and Maryland.
Yeah, conference play, I guess, is just starting tonight.
Just, in the Big Ten, they're just going to play a couple.
Pac-12 is playing some, too.
Yeah, the Pac-12 was that rattled me, too. I was not ready
for
that.
What's going on?
But Illinois-Maryland tonight, Maryland actually 1.5-point favorite.
That was definitely
one to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
Maryland has been boat racing some teams this year. Maryland 7-0, averaging 82 points a game. Kevin Willard, an exceptional coach. So to see how they do against, the best team they've played this year in Illinois, keep an eye on that for sure because, in, 9 days? 9 days, Maryland plays Tennessee.
Did you see what happened to Arizona last night?
Yeah. Thought we were going to get a top 10 matchup when Tennessee goes to play Arizona.
Dismantled by Utah.
Don't understand what happened in that game.
Dismantled.
Did not get to watch it. But Brandon Carlson.
Uruguay goal.
Uruguay goal!
Whoa!
Shout out Santiago Vescovi, baby.
Uruguay.
Uruguay!
Where things stand, they're in. They're into the next round.
I think that's the first goal they scored in the World Cup, if I'm not mistaken.
That's big. Good for them.
Is it?
I don't know.
There's no way.
Darwin.
Well, now I got to see.
That's big.
So
lost one and then they've tied. So it would make sense.
Yeah, they've scored 0 goals. That was their first.
There's number one.
They tied 0-0 with South Korea and then lost 2-0 to Portugal.
That's big. That's big for Uruguay.
But yeah, last night, so I guess we'll take it back just a second here with college basketball. Last night, UConn, nice little win over Oklahoma State. Best bet, hit, cash it. Texas and Creighton. I don't know if you guys got a chance to watch this. Those two teams played a great game. It looked like Texas was going to pull away.
Texas, man.
And then Creighton kind of fought back there at the end and got it close and you know, forced Texas to close them out, basically. But it was a three-point game with like 10 seconds left, 11 seconds left. Kansas ended up winning 72-67. I thought the rims were going to break in that game with some of the dunks that got thrown down.
Oh, right off the bat. I mean, just right off the bat.
I don't even know which one was the best one. Like, Arthur Kaluma had a crazy one, but then, like, so did Disu, the Vanderbilt transfer. Chris Beard, in year two, putting together...
That's the number one team in the nation.
A scary team.
That's number one.
Yeah, maybe.
They're number one.
I would just say their wins have elevated them above Houston at this point.
Yeah, they're number one to me. UConn, UConn's number two in my books.
UConn number two.
UConn's unreal.
You want to give me the rest of your top five?
Yeah, let's look at it.
I still, like, I know that Houston hasn't played an incredible schedule yet, but I would still lean Houston being like right there in the top three.
Maybe. Yeah, no, for sure. I don't know. Their schedule hasn't been as good, but they're a great team. So
I would be with you. I'd go like Texas, UConn,
Virginia.
I would go Purdue three.
Yeah, Purdue Virginia, three, and then Houston.
Virginia, and then I'd probably close out the top five with Houston.
Indiana is probably getting close there now.
Yeah, Houston plays St. Mary's tomorrow. That should be pretty fun.
Texas plays Illinois on Tuesday of next week. So
let's go. Let's go. College basketball has been a lot of fun this year.
It's back.
It's back. It's fully back. Kansas last night, massive win over Seton Hall.
Oh, they killed them.
They whooped up on Seton Hall, which Seton Hall 4-4. You know, new coach. They haven't always been great this year. They had a nice little buzzer-beating win over Memphis this year. Yeah. They also had kind of a head-scratcher against Siena.
They've lost three in a row.
Things are starting to go downhill a little bit for them.
But I mean, they're replacing a lot of guys, right? And
we are now
Shaheen Holloway's first year.
We're now Kansas fans, though, the rest of the year.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, we want them to be
nothing
in a spot.
Nothing but the best.
Yeah, we want them to be in a spot where it's like, hey, Tennessee, Kansas, number one seed.
That's a big win for the resume.
Yeah.
That's one of those at the end of the year where they're like, best wins, Kansas.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be one of those, again, yeah, people are going to talk about some of the best wins in college basketball.
Isn't it weird that Tennessee may have already gotten their best win and best loss, or and worst loss? And it's like,
you better hope, you better knock on wood right there.
I'm just saying.
That's the worst loss.
I'm just saying. Could be.
Better not mess around against Alcorn State Sunday.
True. You're right.
But yeah, and we need Kansas to be one of the best teams in college basketball this year. And they've bounced back nicely. They blew out Texas Southern and blew out Seton Hall. They have a game against Indiana.
Who does?
Kansas does.
Okay.
The same day that we play Arizona.
Man, I feel like there is more this year than ever. There's so many inter-conference matchups like right at this time. Like it's
we started off slow. You know, we didn't have our first like ranked versus ranked matchup, I think, until a week and a day into the season. But it has been crazy since then. I mean, even this week, you know, Tuesday, you had Virginia and Michigan play a great game. Virginia winning that by two on the road. Like, you had Marquette hosting Baylor and like pulling off that win. You go to Wednesday, more great games. You had the Indiana UNC game. I mean, people were camping out in the thunderstorm the night before for that game. Michigan State got beat by Notre Dame on the road. Notre Dame, a quiet 6-1. Like, you had a Purdue Florida State game. You had that Ohio State Duke game. And then obviously last night, again, Creighton, Texas, Seton Hall, Kansas, and Utah upsetting Arizona still is just the one that's one of the biggest head-scratchers, I think, from this point in the season. Utah had already lost twice coming into that game, a close loss at the hands of Mississippi State, which is not a bad basketball team in Chris Jan's first year, but then also, I mean, Utah had gotten beat by 10 by Sam Houston State. So pretty baffling there. Tonight. Oh, we got another goal? Another goal. Let's go. We just need one more for the over. One more for the over.
Okay.
Come on.
You're feeling good, Charlie. You got to be feeling good.
Yeah, tonight. Baylor Gonzaga, who you got?
Is that tonight?
Tonight, Baylor Gonzaga. And it's on Peacock.
awesome.
How did Peacock get this basketball game?
You know, both these teams haven't been out to the greatest of starts compared to where they probably should be. I'm going to go Baylor. I think Baylor gets the job done. Why is this game being played in Sioux Falls, South Dakota?
That's a great arena. That's where they host the Summit League tournament every year. All the Jackrabbit fans of South Dakota State descend upon Sioux Falls and pack that place in.
But why is this happening?
It's a great neutral site arena.
I'm going to go Baylor. Give me Baylor.
That is just a ridiculous.
Do you feel like Gonzaga needs this, though? Like, they've lost to Purdue and Texas. They've played a really tough schedule. They've got Alabama later on in the year, but this is them and Alabama at the moment are their last two ranked games of the year.
At most, or at worst, they need to split those two.
Yeah. Or else they're not going to get
seed. If they lose four games in the non-conference and then go into the West Coast Conference and do their thing as they typically do.
It's only as good as like a four seed.
They're
maybe.
Not going to be able to fall back on the argument of, well, look at the games we played in November and December and the games we won. Because I think there is, typically in college basketball, I think there's a lot of Gonzaga disrespect. I personally can't stand Gonzaga, but I respect them. You know, I know that there's people that knock them while playing a real conference. Yeah, but you go look at the schedule that they play in November and in December every year, and they're challenging themselves
more than
just about any team in college basketball. You know, it's unfortunate that the West Coast Conference doesn't get, you know, more love, but or isn't just doesn't provide better competition, but still, like, that is.
Uruguay looks great right now.
They are
rolling. I'm not going to lie.
They're
that was a hell of a 2-0. Goal there.
But, I lost my train of thought there for a second. But, yeah, I mean, if Gonzaga doesn't have that argument to fall back on, I mean, you're looking at a team that could be like a 4 or 5 seed. And I can't remember the last time Gonzaga wasn't like a top 2 seed. I don't know, it's been a while for sure.
Let me see if I mean, can they've, hit the been, old Google machine. They've been number one, a 1 seed for a long time running. Also, I've got the nicknames for this slate whenever we need it.
We've been needing those.
Yeah.
When do we want to hit the nicknames? Should we save them for your World Cup minute?
I've got them whenever.
You know what? While I Google this little stat about Gonzaga, you tell me.
Okay. Uruguay. They are. Hopefully I say this right. The Charruas. Apparently, those are an indigenous people of present-day Uruguay. So, yeah, Chuaras. Oftentimes, they're also the Olympic sky blue. So, those are their two nicknames, I guess. Ghana. They are the Black Stars. As a reference to the Black Star on their flag. There you go. Yeah, I see it. The Black Stars.
Okay, so we got the Black Stars and
the Charruas.
Charruas.
Charruas. I definitely said that wrong. Portugal, they are the... I can't speak Portuguese. This is completely in Portuguese.
And you could just figure it out.
Apparently, it is Seleção das Quinas, which apparently a quinas is a 5-sided polyhedron representing the forts or castles conquered from the Moors in the foundation of Portugal in 1143. So they go back to history for a really tough nickname to say. And they're playing South Korea. South Korea are the Asian Tigers.
The Asian Tigers?
Or the Taeguk Warriors.
Charlie, do you want to bet on the round, like the knockout round, just strictly on nicknames?
Is that even a question, Sam? Yes, that's exactly what we're going to be doing.
South Korea also has tied up the game. It's 1-1.
Let's go.
Because they have a good nickname.
Let's go, South Korea.
Good job.
Come on. Come on, baby. Did you see the parlay I almost hit yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
Ooh, that you had it there nice, for a minute.
Oh. I had a $5 free bet parlay on Costa Rica and Japan to win.
Had it there for a minute.
For the nightmare scenario where both Spain and Germany fail to go through And yeah, both games were in the 75th minute, and both teams were winning, and it would have paid out like $1,900.
It almost happened. I mean, Costa Rica really blew it there in the final 10 minutes.
But I was like half asleep, like doing some work in my room, like not really like paying that close of attention, and I checked those scores. And I was immediately glued to the TV. I was like, am I about to win $1,900 on a casual Thursday afternoon on a games that I didn't watch?
How much do you, on a sport
that I don't know?
How much do you hate Kai Havertz now?
I mean, the second that I turned on the Costa Rica game, it's like they forgot how to play defense. I've never seen a worse final 20 minutes of defense in any sport in my entire life. It looked like the soccer equivalent of the Portland State versus Portland Bible game that happened earlier this week. Don't know if you guys saw that. That's also one of my favorite things about early season college basketball.
38-0 run.
You just get teams that definitely aren't real. Like, you can't convince me that Portland Bible is a real school with real people that have a real that has a real basketball team. But they played Portland State nonetheless. And where is Portland State? Are they West Coast? WAC?
Yeah, they're out there in Oregon and whatnot.
Are they in the WAC? I'm trying to find the score of this game.
I have no idea.
West Coast Conference, maybe? They're not in the West Coast Conference. Are they in the Southland? Now I'm all kinds of lost. Anyway, Portland State was up by like, 70 at halftime. It was bad. It was really bad. Portland Bible apparently has like 600 students enrolled, and they're just playing a Division I basketball team for some reason. It was a disaster. But shout out Costa Rica for forgetting how to play defense. Gonzaga, by the way, one seed last year, one seed in 21, one seed in 19, four seed in 2018. Oh, what a down year. One seed in 2017, and in 2016, that's when they were in 11, and they still made the Sweet 16. So Gonzaga looking at their worst year potentially since they were an 11 seed, and that's not changing unless they can turn it around against Baylor and then Alabama later on in this month. So some really good college basketball. I don't really know where we're going with that anymore. We'll catch a break here on the Blitz. Hey, the Big Orange Philly phone lines are open, 865-546-8200. That's your number to call in. Again, 865-546-8200. We'll be back with more on the Blitz. Stay with us on Fan Run Radio. Flow to the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance. Speaker that booms. I'm killing. Switching gears here. Conference championships. Got a couple playoff teams that are heavy favorites. Georgia over LSU, obviously a 16.5 point favorite there, I believe. Or unless that's gone up. It's gone up to 17.5 now, pardon me. Michigan, 16.5 over Purdue. Either of those two teams on upset watch? And if either of those two teams lose, are they vulnerable to missing the playoffs?
Which ones?
Michigan and Georgia, 16.5 and 17.5 point favorites respectively.
It's a really good question. I think Michigan would be the one most vulnerable if they were to lose, because I feel like LSU is a better loss still at this point than Purdue, right? I mean, I think, though, if either gets blown out, there could be the realistic discussion, maybe? I don't know. But, again, you make the argument already, and, like, I always forget about this. Like, they've earned the right to play in this game. And it's like, how much do you punish them for having to play in this extra game for where Ohio State doesn't, you know? Like, because it would have to be like a one-loss Ohio State team or a two-loss Alabama team who didn't play this week would have to be the ones to jump you. So in my books, they should be safe just because they've earned the right to play in this game. The other teams are just sitting at home this week. But if it's like a 50-point blowout, then it would be hard to ignore. It really would.
I just think it gets really tricky because, again, like, yeah, you – if you're an undefeated Power 5 team, I think you should be safe regardless of what happens in your conference championship almost every time. Because, again, like, you've earned this extra game. You know, and at this point, I'm sure, like, Michigan, if they could opt out of the Big Ten championship game, they would. Like, you're not gaining anything. Well, I guess you're gaining a Big Ten championship, and that's meaningful. But you know, in terms of your resume, you're not gaining anything. Like, no one's going to look at a win over Purdue and be like, oh, they're Big Ten champions. Now we really know this Michigan team's good. No, you're already an undefeated regular season team that just had one of the biggest wins in all of college football. I mean, the same goes for Georgia. Like, there's an SEC championship on the line. Like, that's massive. But also, is it really that big for Georgia this year? I guess. But they just won a national championship. They think they can win another. Georgia obviously would be safe, I think, if they lost to LSU. Michigan, if they lose to Purdue, it'd be difficult to still argue Ohio State over them. You look at their resume and terrible non-conference schedule, some underwhelming wins in there against Maryland, against Iowa, against Indiana, but you know that Penn State win now carrying a lot of water. Penn State, a top 10 football team. And obviously, you just smacked around Ohio State. I think given the fact that Michigan smacked around Ohio State the way they did, it would almost just be impossible to put Ohio State in over them, even if Michigan got blown out by Purdue, or even if they just lose to Purdue, which I kind of got a weird feeling about Purdue this weekend, if we're being
I do too.
Honest.
I do too, Charlie.
Purdue always has that one game a year, right? Like, they always have that one, like, shocker a year, and I feel like they haven't done it yet. They're always lurking in the tall grass to beat an Ohio State or an Iowa or a Wisconsin or a team that is doing really well.
I mean, I think I saw the stat that they're undefeated against top three teams under Jeff Brohm.
3-0.
I mean, yeah, I don't think it. I think, yeah, if Michigan goes in that game taking them really lightly, like thinking that we're just skipping our way into the playoff at this point.
I don't want to be insensitive by saying this either. I guess typically when someone says
that's an interesting start. I don't know what you're about to say.
They shouldn't follow it up, but Aiden O'Connell, his brother passed away. He's been at home with his family this week. Came back to practice yesterday. They didn't think he was going to play. Now he's going to tough it out. He's going to go play.
I hadn't heard
about
this.
I'm just saying, when a star player has a sibling pass away and they tough through it and go play, that can really inspire a team. Like, that can, I mean, I don't want to make light of like a situation like that, but like, you see tragic situations like give a team extra juice, give a player extra juice. And I think you're going to get Aiden O'Connell's best performance this weekend. Like, I feel like Purdue's going to win this game. I don't know why. I think that we're kind of.
It just seems like such a big letdown spot for Michigan after such a big win last week.
Exactly.
Thinking they got it on lock and everything. And I think they do, kind of.
I mean, I think
it would be
coming into
though.
Last week, like, we had a lot of questions about Michigan. We had more questions than answers. And yeah, I know they just put together one of their best performance in multiple years, Saturday against Ohio State. But like, they're also the same team that was 11-0 with nothing but question marks. You know, they're still that same team. They still don't have Blake Corum. I don't know. I feel like they are a little bit vulnerable. I think that they're kind of the most vulnerable of those teams, at least, you know, of those two teams. As for the playoff race, at this point, it's just a five-team race. Yeah. I mean, are we really going to consider Alabama a part of it?
No.
I don't think so. We're certainly not considering Tennessee a part of it anymore. So I think it is a five-team race. I think that three teams are safe. I think that three teams can lose on Saturday and stay in the playoffs. If TCU loses to Kansas State, I don't think they would drop out. Michigan loses to Purdue, I don't think they drop out. And obviously Georgia not going to drop out with a loss to LSU. So I really think the two games this weekend with the most intrigue, honestly, are UCF and Tulane to decide who goes to New Year's Six Bowl and potentially match up with Tennessee. And then obviously tonight, USC and Utah. To me, that is the last real deciding game in terms of the playoff race. We've had a 4 month long playoff race at this point, August, September, November, December, really 3 months.
Skipped October there.
Did I?
Yeah, you just hopped right over October.
I just went August.
You went
September,
August, September,
November,
December. Forgot about October.
How could I
forget
about like
that was a big month.
Most fun month of our lives.
Yeah, it's a great month.
It was like actually one of the most fun months of my entire life.
That was a great month.
I've never, like, I don't know if I've ever enjoyed a month in its entirety more than that one.
Honestly, October itself is already great. Then you throw in everything else that happened.
Great. My mom's birthday, my dad's birthday. I know everyone was really excited about that.
Yeah.
Their anniversary, too.
Yeah, that was really exciting.
The big three.
That was big. That was really big.
How would I forget October? So, yeah, I mean, essentially, you know, a four-month playoff race, and it's come down to one final game, in my opinion. I don't know. Either of you guys disagree?
No, I'm with you.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're at a spot this weekend where
I think USC loses tonight, too.
I do, too.
Yeah.
But we're in a spot where either, like, USC wins and the Final Four is locked up, book your tickets. The only thing that could happen would be USC and TCU flip-flopping. If TCU lost, like, that's it. Or USC loses tonight and Ohio State gets in. Disappointing that Ohio State would get in. It's disappointing that I think if Tennessee played any other schedule in the country besides maybe their own, they'd probably be a playoff team.
Like, yeah, I think you can definitely make that argument.
And I don't think that anybody would be a playoff team if they played Tennessee's schedule, besides Georgia.
Yeah.
But, like, also
can't play themselves.
Play Georgia. Yeah.
Imagine, though, if we were in the situation where we didn't lose to South Carolina and we were really hoping that USC loses to Utah tonight. That would be
stressful.
If we
were in that situation, I don't know if I would be able to do a show right now.
It'd be very stressful.
I would be a mess. I would be throwing up, would not be able to eat today.
Because you know with how much hype like USC's gotten these last few weeks and Caleb Williams being a Heisman frontrunner all of a sudden and them winning against Utah, Tennessee sitting there with one loss, you know that would propel them to that four spot.
I know I sat here in this chair and said plenty of times, hey, it's Tennessee, you know, if they go 11-1 47 times out of 50, you know, I was wrong. I think maybe one of those three times is happening. You know, I think it would take exactly what's transpired so far. Caleb Williams fully vaults himself in Heisman, you know, the Heisman conversation, and USC looks really good and wins against UCLA, Notre Dame, and Oregon State vaults into the top 15. You know, I don't think that was really a likely scenario, but that's kind of what's transpired. I would be absolutely just a wreck. I don't think I'd be able to function. I don't think I'd be able to talk.
Yeah,
100%, I would not be able to eat. I would be throwing up today if it was coming down to, like,
USC. You would not be able to enjoy your Friday night.
No.
No.
No Friday dinner.
No.
Now instead, it'll just be like background noise.
Friday dinner.
Yeah. It'll just be like, oh, USC's on in the background of this bar. I'll go
take
catch
a
possession, take a peek.
That's good.
It still hurts right now to watch college football a little bit, honestly.
USC in the playoff is just going to really piss me off when I.
Well, they're just going to get beat by Georgia.
Ohio State's also going to piss me off in the playoffs.
All the teams, honestly.
Either one is just going to have to beat Georgia, you know?
Who has the better chance to beat Georgia?
That's a great question. I really don't know. The fact that one of Michigan and TCU right now are going to be in the championship game is just kind of mind-blowing, you know? Like,
I would have loved
crazy.
To see like Michigan, Georgia with a healthy Blake Corum, but
like,
I just
what
don't
are
think
the chances that at the beginning of the year we're like, yeah, TCU, that's an undefeated playoff team. Crazy.
Like even that Michigan team in the Ohio State game, they ran for 250 yards in the second half, but like they weren't really gashing them necessarily. Like they broke off like three big runs.
Yeah.
So like it just feels like
no Blake
Corum. I don't think that Michigan's gonna.
I think that TCU is going to beat Michigan. I think we're going to get a Georgia TCU.
Wow.
I think we probably will see that.
What in the world is happening?
I think we're
going to
get
happening?
A Georgia TCU national championship, and I think we're going to get some
30.
Of the lowest second half viewership of all time.
Yeah.
That can't make the NCAA happy. Like, they have
They're
to be
pissed.
So frustrated.
They hate the psychedelic frogs.
I mean, they want Michigan to win so bad, I'm sure.
Even like Georgia, Michigan, I don't.
It doesn't have the luster.
I think Georgia, Michigan, like at least
one
be
because Georgia won last
because
year.
Because there's going to be like far fewer possessions in that game. But
it's going to feel like Florida State and Auburn that year. Auburn had Nick Marshall and they had all those like miraculous
wins.
Didn't
Auburn almost win that game though?
They did, and it could be that way. But then Florida State was just like that. Oh yeah, they're.
I'm fully on board of like I want TCU to win a national championship.
What's been the worst? Championship
awesome
game.
For the sport.
What's been the worst championship game since 2010?
The worst championship game?
Like in terms of like what are these?
What about like that
teams?
Alabama LSU rematch?
Well, but that was like
2010.
Those
though.
Were like juggernauts.
That was the BCS
though, like,
days too.
Well, it can be in the BCS days.
What is the worst title?
Well, I know that Alabama Notre Dame game was an absolute blowout. But
what about when LSU
in terms
just, like,
of like
boat raced whoever they played?
Like not just like taking the result out of it, but just like how are these two teams in the championship game? Like I'm not excited for this. Was it Ohio State Oregon? When Ohio State won in 2014
with I didn't
2015
with the whole I didn't go to school or I didn't come here to play school.
Yeah, because I mean
Cardale
every
Jones game.
Every Alabama and Clemson one was like super built up, super dramatic, and then anytime Alabama
look,
played Georgia, it's like oh SEC.
Georgia Bama last year, Bama Ohio State in 2020,
LSU and Clemson was like
LSU,
yeah,
Clemson.
I mean maybe Alabama Ohio State in 2021 when everybody knew Alabama was just gonna win.
I would say Alabama Notre Dame probably. I mean, I guess people were excited to see like an undefeated Notre Dame finally get what was coming to them, Manti Te'o. But like, I don't know. I feel
I don't
like
know.
Yeah.
This might go up there as one of the more like not as anticipated championship games
until TCU wins.
Yeah,
TCU just. What if Max Dugan just drops like 6 touchdowns on Georgia's head?
I feel like they
stiff arms Jalen Carter to the ground.
Yeah, it's not happening.
It's not happening, but it'd be funny. It'd be a lot. It'd be a lot of fun.
What if TCU just wins the whole thing?
I think the committee's pretty mad that it's not Georgia and TCU playing and Ohio State and Tennessee playing.
Yeah.
I feel like that would have
been. We kind of messed that one up. Oopsie. Yeah.
So
sorry,
so
guys.
Ohio State. We don't have to take all the blame.
We're sad.
I'd love to play Ohio State.
We're pretty sad. Oh, man. Well. Playoffs decided tonight. I mean, really, really and truly. Either Utah wins and Ohio State gets in, or USC wins and the front top four is locked in. I don't see any other scenario playing out. Should be fun. We'll have we'll pick that game later along with some others in our confidence picks. But hour one done. Hour two is on deck. Stay with us here on the Blitz.